The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector, and in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. My name is Suren Naidu and I've been covering the broader South African property industry for over 15 years. Joining me today on the show is Yulana van Biljon, who is one of the most experienced women in South Africa's property industry, and in the last 10 years or so has been director of JSE-listed Emira Property Fund. Since 2015, she has been COO, or Chief Operating Officer of the company, and today she joins us on the Property Pod to talk about her time in the industry, especially in the context of this month being Women's Month. Welcome to the Property Pod, Yulana.
Thank you, Serene.
Before we go into the history or your history in the property sector, tell us more about your role at Emira, your current role as COO. What does it entail, Ben? How do you go about your normal day or week?
Yes. So as CEO of Emira, I am mostly responsible for all those daily operational functions of a company. This, of course, it also includes the executing and the implementing of our strategy. But I think the most important is to make sure that those operational results are achieved. I must say, Serena, I really enjoy this role. It is such a diverse role because, as you know, I've been in the property industry, as you said before, for a very long time. So it also includes the asset management of the portfolio, mentoring and managing most of the staff here at Emira, my responsibility. And it also includes legal marketing matters. So for me, it's such a multifaceted role, and it absolutely suits me and my skill set and my experience.
Great. I know you for quite a while, having covered the property industry a number of years, but you didn't mention it there, but I see on the Emira website your history goes back 25-30 years. That's a long time. You probably one of the most experienced women in the property industry. So I think you're being a little bit modest there. We won't go into the financial sides of Emira at the moment because I know you're bringing out your results later in August. But the group has been one of the top performers from a total return perspective over the past year. Maybe you want to give us a little idea on the scale of the company, which sectors it plays in, and perhaps its overall operations both in South Africa and offshore.
Yeah, no, indeed. I'm so glad you say that, Shireen. We've indeed been one of the top performers the past year. So just on Emira itself, we've changed quite significantly over the past few years. Before, the portfolio was more heavily invested in the office sector, but now it's more than less than 25% of our total assets. So now we've got a quality, very balanced portfolio, which is more diverse between offices, retail, industrial, and we've got one residential properties. So 78 directly held here in South Africa, round about 10 billion, the value. We've also got some partnerships in the USA, 11 grocery anchored open air convenience shopping centers. So we've invested in Transcend as well as in Nuka. So I think the reason for us being one of the top performers the past year is also because, you know, the Emira portfolio is structured and it adapted and to deliver stability and that sustainability through especially the past year and a half.
I would gather you've played quite a key role in that in your CEO position and having been with the company for over a decade or around a decade. Maybe you want to go back in terms of history beyond Emira. How did you get into the property industry, and have you always been in this sector?
I haven't. I actually started as a human resources officer at Sanlam. I studied BCom at the University of Free State, and in January 1998, I was offered a human resources position. I've always had a very good skill set in people and how to deal with people. But while I was at Sanlam, and especially in human resources, my focus was properties. And I was then transferred to those days Sanlam Properties. But then I got married in 1995, and when we moved to Durban, unexpectedly, our MD at the time, Barnes van der Walt, he then said to me, Lana, I'm actually going to make you a center manager. And this was in the midst of a major redevelopment at Musgrave Center. And he said to me, and I said to him, what do I know about property? And he said, Ilana, you have the people skills and all the rest will come. And I was then appointed in the Sanlam portfolio as one of the first female center managers. And I was there for 3 years. And that's how I started. Probably if I didn't get married and move to Durban in 1995, I would have never been in property. But I loved every minute of it and still enjoying my time.
So besides Sanlam and now Emira, have you had any other positions that you'd like to highlight in terms of your career?
Yeah, I was I was in the exec team at Sanlam Properties, and then got a position at Panborn Properties. And at the time when Resilient took over Panborn, I was then offered an asset manager position in retail, because my passion over the years has always been retail. I really enjoy it. And then before I moved to Emira, I was at Melrose Arch. But I mean, it's unbelievable that September this year, I will be at Emira 10 years.
Congratulations ahead of that milestone.
Thank you.
So over the last 2 to 3 decades of, you know, experience in various roles in the property industry, what would you say is your most memorable achievement? Is it at Emira or is it at one of the other companies?
You know, I've been very fortunate, Serene, that I've actually had a lot of memorable moments. Different from letting to mentoring staff to be part of Emira changing to a diversified fund. But maybe if I can highlight two. The first one was when I was appointed executive director at the Emira board. You know, I was one of the first female executives, and that was already in 2012. But probably the one highlight is when all my efforts over the past years were recognized, and I was honored and awarded the Standard Bank Top Women Award in the property category in 2019. At the time, we were in Cape Town busy with our results presentation, so I couldn't be at the award ceremony, and one of my colleagues went on my behalf. And when she phoned me 1 o'clock that morning to say I've won, I cannot tell you how ecstatic I was. I thought my heart is going to explode, and I just needed to tell my husband. So probably of everything, that stands out as I was just so, so happy to get that award.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I intentionally didn't want to mention it, but I'm glad you highlighted that. We're almost done with our interview, but maybe you want to talk about your future plans. Is it going to be Emira for now, or is that an unfair question?
Yes, I think it's Emira for now. I think the pandemic also made one just look at your current situation and maybe just decide to take it, not day by day, but I am somebody who can look into the future a lot. But maybe just be comfortable with what you've got at the moment. So for now, yes, it is Emira.
Well, comfortable in a COO position, so that's that's always a good thing. Before we end off, Ilana, any advice? It sounds like a cliche question, but it is Women's Month. The property sector has quite a few women now, but any advice for up-and-coming women maybe considering getting into the property sector, and in particular the listed property sector?
Yes, Shireen, I think what is very important is that women must take the opportunities. You know, we are given opportunities, but we must take it and we must show that we are skilled. I think it's extremely important to lead by example and to also show the outputs. You know, when I started, and it's still a very male-dominated industry, but I embraced it from day one. I didn't work against it. For me, it was important that I do it on my own terms, and I stayed true to being myself and being a female. So I think women need to make sure that they focus on their excellence and their collaboration and teamwork. That helped me, and that's why I am where I am. I made sure that I continue showing that I'm excellent in what I'm doing, and that even if it's a male-dominated environment, that I will still stand out as a person.
Ilana, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today. You're definitely one of the almost unsung heroes, even though you got or heroines in the property industry. I know you were recognized by the Standard Bank Awards, but as I say, you work behind the scenes. So we're glad to give you some profile on the Property Pod.
Thank you, Serene.
That was Ilana van Biljon, Chief Operating Officer of Emira Property Fund.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu, brought to you by Asset, South Africa's leading digital commercial property magazine. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.